Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Pop in the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. When you think about the history of the New York Giants, it's always been known for its defense and its running game, its linebackers. But the history of the New York Giants is loaded with offensive greats. And the Giants went from a grinding running offense in the early 1960s to a wide-open passing attack led by Y.A. Tittle.
Hailing from Marshall, Texas, Yelberton Abraham Tittle would start quarterback for the LSU Tigers in the 1940s.
A two-time All-SEC selection, Tittle was MVP of the infamous 1947 Cotton Bowl Classic, also known as the Ice Bowl, in which Louisiana State and the Arkansas Razorbacks battled to a scoreless tie during a brutal snowstorm. Y.A. began his professional career with the Baltimore Colts of the All-America Football Conference. And in 1948, his 2,500 passing yards and 16 touchdowns earned him Rookie of the Year honors.
The Colts hot-footed down to the Detroit 14, where once more Y.A. Tittle makes ready to toss one. Tittle heaves into the end zone. Al Chrysler is there, and Baltimore scores to not the count.
After the All-America Football Conference folded, Tittle was selected by the San Francisco 49ers with the third overall pick in the 1951 NFL draft, and his career would take off.
Y.A. Tittle joined the 49ers in 1951. Within 2 years, he was the starting quarterback.
He was one of the top throwers of all time. He threw the ball as well as anybody could throw it. And all he needed was some protection and some receivers.
Excellent thrower, probably. You talk a lot about a lot of quarterbacks around the country, present and yesterday. Tittle was probably one of the most accurate throwers of the game of football, and that sucker had a tight sparrow on it all the time.
As a passer, number 14 was nearly an artist. Yet, ironically, he is remembered best for a gimmick pass called the alley-oop.
I never thought as a quarterback I'd ever resort to throwing an end-over-end lob-lolly pass straight up in the air and hope that somebody would come down and grab it for a touchdown, but that's what the alley-oop pass was. We had a receiver on our team named R.C. Owens that was a basketball player by trade. R.C. used to say, throw it as high as you can, straight up in the air, and please put a wobble on it because he could judge it better.
In 1957, Tittle used the alley-oop to become the NFL's most valuable player.
10 seconds left. The Lions lead it, 31-28. All right, again, Owens flanked to the right. This has got to be the alley-oop. There's no time for anything else. Tittle throws. Owens is double-teamed. He's going downfield near the goal line. He goes up. He's got it! All right,
no team produced more circus plays than the 49ers of the 50s. And the undisputed ringmaster was quarterback Y.A. Tittle. As the linchpin of the million-dollar backfield, Tittle gave his teammates a feeling of invincibility.
If either one of us were to touch the ball, we figured we could score from anywhere on the field. And if Y.A. was going to throw it, we figured we were going to score.
Still, all that talent never translated to a title, so in 1961, at the age of 36, Tittle went in search of his title. All the way to the New York Giants.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Y.A. Tittle, presented by New York Presbyterian.